The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasure it is to be with you once again, 11:01 Central Time on this Tuesday where we are. This is the 25th day of June, 2024. Today is the 7th anniversary of the passing of our founding announcer and host, Joyce Riley. So if you have any tributes you wish to pay or comments you want to make about then and now, what you think of the Power Hour then versus now, what you hear a lot of, what you hear more of, what you hear less of, what would Joyce say if she was listening to the program right now from beyond? And all those good things. Any tributes are welcome at 844-769-2944. Press number 1 to get on the air. And, of course, we've had three of you call in already in advance of the show to pay tribute, and we appreciate that. Call back so we can get you on the air. That's the irony of it all, too, because today is my lovely wife's and my 29th anniversary. 29 years. And we look at each other every day and go, oh, my God, 29 years. Yeah, how time flies, huh? And then, you know, I've been on the air with Joyce Riley before, so it's not like I don't know the woman. I do know the woman. And, you know, many of you got to know her because she actually got out into the community and met many of you. So if you have stories to tell about when you met Joyce and you want to contribute to the show, this is your opportunity. And if, of course, if you're shy and don't want to get on the air, you don't have to. We have another page that you can go to. We have a link on the website we're putting up. It's forevermist.com. And then, of course, / Joyce Riley. And we have a link there. So you can actually get there. And it's an online memorial at forevermist.com. And you could just type in Joyce Riley, and there she is. And, of course, we appreciate your leaving a tribute on that page as well. That was created shortly after her death at age 68. She was born on July 31st, 1948 in El Dorado. Passed away on June 25th, 2017 in Stover, Missouri. That would be on the north side of the Lake of the Ozarks, near where her headquarters were in Versailles. I do remember that because we have a long-standing relationship between Joyce and I. I did some legal work for her as well. So, I mean, we knew each other. So it's kind of neat that I actually got to be on her show talking to her on multiple occasions about the issues with real estate. And now she's gone. And I'm here, and we welcome listeners to call in. You have a tribute, we'd like to hear it. In the meantime, we also have people out there with prayer requests. If you could lift Beatrice up. Betty Miles called yesterday as well, asking for prayers. Reverend Elijah Mishiah in Chicago called, asking for prayers. He lost his wife to cancer. He just came out of the hospital after 8 months of being intubated and repeatedly intubated and getting through COVID. We have some COVID news, as a matter of fact. A couple of different news stories about COVID that I want to talk to you about real quick. The first COVID news story has to do with the United States Supreme Court. And you talk about a kick in the teeth. I think it's a kick in the teeth to we the people. And now this is just me commenting about COVID-19, right? RFK Jr. now, he's running for independent candidate for president. He got a kick in the teeth, as you remember. And, you know, I showed you the book yesterday, The Real Anthony Fauci. The Supreme Court yesterday rejected appeals. There was more than one. There was two brought over COVID-19 jabs by the Children's Health Defense Network, a nonprofit founded by RFK Jr., which sought to overturn the lower court rulings that found that the Children's Health Defense lacked standing. That included its members. They were suing the FDA over its emergency authorization use of COVID-19 vaccines for minors. And they also rebuffed another Children's Health Defense appeal in a case that challenged the vaccine mandate imposed on students at Rutgers University, a public college in New Jersey. The Supreme Court, of course, denied both of these writs of cert with no comment. And it included them in a lengthy list dealing with dozens of other cases. Here's the thing, and I put this in the news story so you can read it on the brief in case you missed it and don't understand. In order to have standing in a case, you have to show you suffered concrete injury in fact, actual concrete injury in fact, or at least imminent harm. Neither case was able to show that. In a filing to the Supreme Court, lawyers for the Children's Health Defense said the lower courts erred and that justices should intervene. If the government is allowed to mandate experimental vaccines that do not prevent transmission against a person's right to freely exercise informed consent, then COVID-19 will have eroded one of our most basic liberties, the right to refuse a medical experiment, they said. Agree or disagree? I agree with them. But the Supreme Court did not because they haven't proven standing. You have to. There's this case from June 2016 called Spokio v. Robbins, R-O-B-I-N-S. Spokio is that website, you know, that does background checks on people and posts all their details. And Robbins didn't like what Spokio posted about him, so he sued him. And they said, sorry, Robbins, but you don't have standing because you didn't prove you suffered an actual concrete injury in fact. And that set case precedent. So it doesn't matter whether you're being foreclosed on. Please, dear God, remember, the other side has to show they were financially harmed. Otherwise, they don't get your house. Please be aware of that. So many of these foreclosure defense attorneys out there are total morons and don't understand what's going on. And they want to litigate everything but what they need to be in. That's actual standing. How are they harmed? Proved you were harmed. Show your financial loss. See, no bank's been able to do that. That's why, because they're securitized and the investors don't have a claim to your house, the trustee comes forward into court, claims it was injured, lies about it, doesn't show proof, and then gets your house. Isn't that wonderful? What do you think I've been on a tear for all these years? That's why I wrote the book Clouded Titles and the Quiet Title War Manual. That's why we did this. We made this effort. These books are available at the Power Mall. If you know somebody that is in trouble, send them that way and get them to buy the book. They will get an education you won't get from a lawyer. Because most lawyers, I have been told by lawyers, I know 95% more than most lawyers do about foreclosures. This is coming out of lawyers' mouths, not mine. Why is that? Because I bothered to do the research, which you should be doing. I'm glad that we have the audience that we do because you do your homework. And don't worry, the Supreme Court also, we the people are not the only one that got screwed over the jabs mandates. The Supreme Court's going to hear the case on states' restrictions of transgender treatments for minors. Yeah, they're going to hear a challenge by the federal government to a Tennessee law that prohibits the use of puberty blockers and medical treatments for minors who identify as transgender. This is U.S. versus Scrimeti, an unsigned order. We talked about that already. This comes as several states have enacted legislation regarding transgender individuals' treatments, participation in school sports, use of gender-specific bathrooms, and drag shows. And, of course, don't feel bad. The Supreme Court also denied Josh Duggar's appeal, too. You remember him? The 36-year-old guy that was family, large family, was featured on the TL show 19 Kids and Counting, was convicted in December of 21 on one count each of receiving and possessing kiddie porn. He's maintained his innocence, of course. Lawyers for Duggar say that they should have been permitted to ask about the prior sex offense conviction of a former employee of the dealership who allegedly used the same computer that they found all this stuff on and accused Josh Duggar of. Judge said they could not bring it up. So there you have it. He was sentenced to 151 months in prison. Some of you think that's a little harsh. Others think it's not enough. Supposedly he cheated on his wife too. So what can I say? It's one of those crazy situations out there, folks. Now, the other COVID story that I want to get to. There's two of them, actually. The first one, there's an explosive peer-to-peer reviewed study. Technocracy News brought it to my attention, calling out a previously censored paper from The Lancet, which has now undergone peer-to-peer review and is available online. We have a link to it. What does it say? In part, basically, it's asking the question, should the Lancet staff be held liable for deaths that resulted after it censored this now peer-reviewed paper? Not likely. However, the big pharma narrative has fallen apart. The shot should have been declared ineffective. The Eighth Circuit Court recently ruled that mRNA injections are not vaccines. This means the emergency use authorization granted by the FDA was illegal. Thus, all shot recipients were tricked into a horrific medical experiment. Call it what it is. A war against all humans in which crimes against humanity are seen wherever you look. Patrick Wood declared war on technocracy on December 18, 2015, 9 years ago. It was clear back then. And now we're piling up bodies and nursing the wounded. And we have yet to mount a defense. I mean, look what just happened with the Supreme Court. The study that just came out, now published, a systematic review of autopsy findings and deaths after COVID-19 vaccination, analyzed 325 autopsy cases and found that 74% of deaths were either directly due to or significantly contributed to by the jab. The paper's lead author, Dr. Nicholas Hulcher, faced significant opposition in bringing these findings to light after initially being downloaded over 100,000 times. The Lancet removed the paper within 24 hours, according to Dr. William Mackus, who's been on the show before. According to the Daily Skeptic, the reason given at the time was this preprint has been removed by preprints with the Lancet because the study's conclusions are not supported by the study methodology. Well, la-dee-da, now they got it. Whoever got the jab and died, 74% of the COVID-19 jabs caused their death. The UK government has destroyed 1.4 billion pounds of PPE from one COVID deal. 1.4 billion pounds worth of personal protective equipment has been destroyed or written off in what is understood to be the most wasteful government deal of the pandemic. Figures obtained by the BBC reveal at least 1.57 billion items of PPE provided by the National Health Service supplier Full Support Healthcare will never be used despite being manufactured to the proper standard. Yep, Labor Party, of course, calling it out. Staggering waste. Liberal Democrats said it was a colossal misuse of public funds. What are you going to do about it? Government's already trashed it. Darn. Once again, phone lines are open. If you have a tribute you want to pay to Joyce or go on the forevermiss.com link we have on our thepowerhour.com page, it's there. All you got to do is go click on it. It's right up front. Some more news from InfoWars for those of you who listen to Alex Jones or what's left of him. A U.S. bankruptcy court trustee is planning to shut down the InfoWars media platform and liquidate its assets to help pay the $1.5 billion in lawsuit judgments. This was an emergency motion filed over the weekend. Last weekend, Trustee Christopher Murray indicated publicly for the first time he intends to conduct an orderly wind down of the operations of InfoWars parent company and liquidate its inventory. Murray was appointed by a federal judge to oversee the assets in Alex Jones's personal bankruptcy case and didn't give a timetable for the liquidation. Jones has been saying on his web and radio shows he expects InfoWars to operate for a few more months before it shut down because of the BK. But he has vowed to continue his bombastic broadcasts in some other fashion, possibly on social media. Also talking about somebody else buying the company and allow him to continue his shows as an employee. Somehow, man, when it comes to that second option about somebody else buying the company and allow him to continue as an employee, because of the content of what Alex does, I don't think somebody else wants to inherit potential liability. I'm not saying that Alex is going to go out of his way to cause a future employer to get sued left and right. But you see, the left has found fit. And by the way, this story came from AP. See, when they'll tell you the truth when they have something to gain from it. That's me talking now, not the news story, all right? Just so we get that clear. They'll trash the show. They'll trash the president. I'm talking about Trump. Biden is not my president. They'll trash Trump. I mean, there was a Trump trashing event on CNN here just recently. I'll get into that in a minute. But you understand that when Alex gets on his show and starts condemning Sandy Hook as being a staged event, and then his listeners start attacking the families and the victims, oh well. And then see, it basically causes defamation and emotional distress. And see, because of the fact that these Sandy Hook families were not public figures, these defamation suits even have more punch economically than if they were, like, for example, I'll give you an example of somebody who was popular, Jerry Falwell. Remember him? The Reverend Jerry Falwell? And then the Hustler publisher, Larry Flint, said that Jerry had sex with his mother. And of course, Jerry Falwell sued. And of course, the Supreme Court, who heard the case, said, nah, nobody in their right mind would believe that Jerry Falwell, as religious as he is, had sex with his mother. See, there's the difference. And they ruled against Falwell's defamation claim, because it was so far out and Falwell was so public that everybody knew that the whole thing was a farce. Well, that wasn't the way it worked with Sandy Hook families, because nobody knew who they were until Alex brought them out and put them on the front page. And then the parents said, okay, now we have suffered emotional distress and you've defamed us, and so now we're suing. And they won. And not without the help of Jones's own attorneys, who sold them up the river and sent information to the other side's lawyers, who said, are you sure you want us to have this? Oh, yeah, go ahead. To me, that's malpractice. That information they sent to opposing counsel was not, in my estimation, should not have been allowed and was improper. And if that's not malfeasance, I don't know what is. That's like a foreclosure defense attorney telling you, know, he knows how to defend foreclosure, and he doesn't. And he goes to court and takes you off in a different direction, gets your case removed to federal court, and then you lose your house. Because federal judges don't have the time of day for this stuff. See, that's the trick that they use in state court. And they're counting on the fact you're going to screw up, or your attorney's going to screw up, and you're going to file something. The other side can remove to federal court and get your case thrown out, and they steal your house that way. And you get tagged with a whole bunch of legal fees. And then you have to file bankruptcy. You see, this is all by design, folks. If you didn't get that, I hope you are now. And as far as this motion to liquidate assets, it's still in the wind. Nobody knows yet when it's going to happen. But you see, the thing is on this last week, Friday, lawyers for the parents of these 20 children killed in the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, asked the state judge in Texas to order Free Speech Systems to turn over all the assets, certain assets, including money in bank accounts, garnish the accounts. That, of course, prompted Christopher Murray, the trustee's emergency motion, to step in and say, you're not the ones that have the right to come in here and start, you know, demanding stuff. I'm the trustee here. See, if you're going to be an attorney for a victim, you got to understand that if this is in bankruptcy, which is also by design, you got to go through the trustee. You don't just go and come in there and without the trustee's approval and go asking for stuff. So the trustee said that the specter of a pell-mell size seizure of Free Speech Systems assets, including cash, threatens to throw the business into chaos, potentially stopping it in its tracks to the detriment of his duties in Jones's personal bankruptcy case. We're talking about the trustee's duties in Jones's personal bankruptcy case. Of course, the trustee said he wants to intervene to prevent a value-destructive money grab and allow for an orderly process to take its course, no matter what. It looks like InfoWars media platform is doomed at this point. That's my take after reading all this and studying what's going on here. This isn't going to be on the air for long unless Alex goes to a different platform and manages somehow to get somebody else to fund a platform that includes buying equipment owned by somebody else, putting him in a small studio owned by somebody else, giving him a microphone owned by somebody else so he has no physical assets whatsoever. And they have all sorts of contracts basically saying, okay, we are not waiving any of our rights if there's a problem. He says what he wants to say. We're not held liable for anything he says. He's holding us harmless. They call those weasel clauses. So understand how that's going to work if he ever gets back on, if they shut down his broadcast. So just understand where we're coming from in that regard. 22 minutes after the hour, go to the phones. Brady, do you have a tribute to Joyce?
To Joyce?
Yep. I take it you haven't been listening.
I just called in. How about buying some deals?
Yeah, Joyce just passed. This is the seventh anniversary of her passing.
Well, vaya con Dios, then. Hey, I was going to bring up, though, Caitlin Clark, I kind of brought that up, how the Women Lesbian League is just beating her up bad. You know when she was followed last week when I think her last name is Reese out of the Chicago team? What
Angel
a bunch
Reese,
of
yeah.
Did you see
now,
how
that
much,
was?
I mean, I. Horrible.
Yeah, that was actually. Chanity Kennedy, that was the one that gave her the hip slam.
Well, the one that hit her on the side of the head ruptured her eardrum. One thing I want to say about Caitlin Clark, I give that girl 100% kudos. She represents white America today. And I'm proud that girl stands up and says, it was just a flagrant foul. She's so proud and so sincere. I've never seen a woman in sports that is so truthful and sincere. And when you see these other teams go basically out of their minds when this lady is scoring like crazy and the crowds are paying $300 a ticket, that black... The black hatred towards whites, you look in their eyes and you see them people how much they hate that woman when she succeeds. That's what we're up against in this country right now. The targeting of the white man, especially the white Christian, and especially of trust God, something that's missing in this country.
Oh, big time, Brady. And I'll tell you what else about Caitlin Clark. You know, despite all of this stuff, she is the reason that they are moving venues to accommodate larger crowds to make as much money as they can, because the NBA has been funding the WNBA, and I don't know that they're going to continue to do this. This is all about economics now, and these blacks that are there that are getting a paycheck need to understand that if the reason that they're coming to these events guarantees them to get a paycheck, what happens if Caitlin Clark says, you know what? I've had enough of this dissing. Screw it. I'm going to open up my own basketball camp and teach kids how to do this. And people will be lining up to pay her hundreds of thousands of dollars to get taught by somebody that knows her stuff. Now, imagine her doing that and leaving the WNBA, and you watch the NBA go, ladies, what did you just do? You just drove one of your stars that was bringing all this economic gain to your game, and now you're doing this? You don't deserve a paycheck. Bye. And they could shut down the WNBA literally, because then nobody would show up. You see, these people don't realize this is what you call kicking a gift horse in the mouth.
How about if Vlad gave her a call and said, hey, you're welcome back here in the Russian prison league system where Brittany Griner used to be a star. How about we give you the whole Russian men's prison league system? You can take over that league and also start a women's league in Russia. And again, I'm watching Brittany Griner, BG, they want to call her BG. Dave, I've seen pictures of BG without her shirt on. That is a man. Okay, when she runs down the court, she looks like a gorilla.
Oh, that's a man, baby. Austin, that's my mother. Well, if she is a man, it looks like she was beaten with an ugly stick. Thanks for your call, Brady. Appreciate that. I had to do a little Austin Powers there. Ah, my. But you see how crazy things have gotten in our cancel culture? I mean, this is what we have. And I mean, he's right about that. Brady's right about that. We are facing so much reverse discrimination because we get pushed into the minority. And you just hate it. And even the blacks hate it. You want to call them African-American, whatever heritage you want to. You want to call me European, Caucasian, whatever, honky, cracker. I don't care. I always say, is that the best you got? You know, you show your true colors when you come out with stuff like that. But see, that's what they're doing. And every time they do a headbutt, crossing over the arms, reaching in, grabbing, pulling down, knee butting, head butting, throwing to the floor, punching. Every time they do that and Caitlin Clark takes a hit, people look at the person inflicting the damage going, you're a racist. Don't tell me they're not thinking that. They're thinking that. Shame on you. You're getting a paycheck and this is how you behave? What is it, because she's not a lesbian and sitting there, you know, munching whatever in the locker room, and this is how you treat her? Really? This is nuts. But this is what the WNBA stands for, and I'm surprised, frankly, it's still allowed to continue. But see, women are going to be screaming women's rights. I get that. You know, if they would conduct themselves in an honest and upright, godly manner, they might make more money because people then would support them. And it would encourage more stars like Caitlin Clark to come forward and participate. But now, I got my doubts. We'll be back with more news, your phone calls for Joyce after these important messages. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years.
Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. here on this Tuesday. This is the 25th day of June, 2024. 7 years ago, our beloved Joyce Riley, the founding host of the Power Hour, passed away from cancer. And of course, we welcome any listeners to call in today's show at any time, first or second hour, to celebrate her life and legacy with a tribute, if you have one. Mike in Tennessee, welcome to the show.
Greetings. It's been a while, and I started calling in after several months of listening to Joyce in 2006 and became a regular caller up until I was railroaded. But what I discovered from Joyce is she created a platform. Though she might not have all the answers, she was relentless for seeking the truth. And she recognized the benefits of staying with God's design and God's creation, and she promoted natural healing, and I don't know how she was able to acquire something that ultimately took her out, whether it was given to her or what, but she has sorely missed. Her platform is still intact with people like yourself who are, and Catherine, though I've never spoken to her. I think that the things that she brings to the show should not be forgotten. But one of the things that I wanted to mention is that, as many people I've spoken to, you're going to find in any radio talk show, there's a certain amount of things you have to sift through to dig out the nuggets of gold. But this show, by far, you're not sifting very far before these nuggets of gold start falling out everywhere. And those people that I refer to this show call me back and thank me. And I appreciate your efforts and those of the other host, as well as Joyce. And, it was probably in 2012 when I adopted her. I'm Cherokee, and I adopted her into the Cherokee clan that I'm in, and I named her Sister Ten Cats. And anybody that knows her, well, it's not that she had ten cats, though she might have, but it's because she was fierce of many things. The truth, she was relentless, and she would go after people. And though we didn't plan it, she allowed people like me to call in where she was very kind to her guests. Even though she didn't agree with, she would allow callers like me to call in and challenge them point by point on their issues, and then they would have to respond. And so it was a good it was a good time, and I miss it, and I appreciate your efforts, and I hope that the program will continue. The people will support the program, support the Power Mall, and keep seeking the truth.
Well, we appreciate that, Mike. Thanks for your call and your comments. Very, very deserving for Joyce, and we appreciate that, and we appreciate your loyalty to the show, and we appreciate your continuing to support us and keep us on the air through our 25th anniversary and beyond. Because we did start this at the turn of the century, and Joyce spearheaded this whole thing, and we appreciate that. For those of you who, you know, unfortunately not everybody knew Joyce, I've known her for quite a number of years. She's had me guesting on her show a number of times. She grew up in Arkansas City, Kansas. She was the daughter of a pharmacist and stay-at-home mom. And it was through her mother she obtained her love of quilting, and through her father, her drive and passion for making a difference in the world. Joyce's desire to do for others led her to the University of Kansas, where she graduated with a bachelor's degree in nursing. Wow, we went to the same med school. Unbelievable. Within that role, she became active as an expert witness in many medical cases. Her willingness to serve brought her to the Air Force as a flight nurse, where she received her honorable discharge in 1979. In 1991, she returned to the Air Force Reserve as a flight nurse aboard a C-130 in mission supporting of Operation Desert Storm, achieving the rank of captain. Following her service to her country, she found her true calling in radio, where she was the voice and advocate for the American Gulf War Veterans Association, her show, the Power Hour radio program, joined the GCN network in 2000, becoming a voice for all veterans and truth seekers. For the past 20 years, Joyce resided in the Versailles area, enjoying her small acreage while remaining an advocate for all those in need. And so, you know, understand that's kind of a brief scenario of Joyce Riley, born July 31st, 1948, passed away June 25th, 2017 at the age of 68. She has a legacy page on forevermissed.com. And if you just type in under the search bar, Joyce Ann Riley, it will come up and you will see it. She was 68 years old at the time of her passing. And she has left quite the legacy. And we appreciate calls like Mike's from Tennessee that just chimed in about how the show meant so much to him and what it was about. If you have similar comments and tributes to pay, the number is 844-769-2944. You're welcome to call in and contribute. That's always a big plus. You know, we always try to get to the heart of the matter, no matter what happens. People want to hear the truth, and I understand that. There's your truth. There's my truth. There is the truth, which if you heard Dr. Ben Carson on the show yesterday, the truth is God's truth. Yeah, you know, I mean, he's got to say, he has got us such a sense of humor. If he didn't, we'd all be dead right now. I mean, that's the beauty of it. God gave us free will. We could be truth seekers. It's okay. And when people come against us and call us out for trying to get to the truth and call us names and whatnot, you know, the old sticks and stones may break my bones, you know. When they start that stuff, it's because they don't have a real argument. All they want to do is inflict hate and harm. And that, my friends, comes from the adversary, the devil. Power Hour J, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. I wanted to call in, and out of the 7 years, I have not called in to give my tribute to Joyce, and I felt it today, and she saved my life. This is my 17th year, and I spent 10 years with Joyce. And I came from my background, my past was I worked for Kroger Company for 24 years. And the last 12 years, I raised myself and went through all the training and finally was a store manager of the GERB in Versailles, Missouri. And let me tell you, it's a stressful job. I was raising three kids and managing a grocery store, and I was drinking soda. I was eating food out of the deli. We had a deli in our store, deep fried foods. I was so unhealthy. I was just, everyone knew the store was going to be closing here in Versailles. We had a super center open up, and we just couldn't compete with it. And Kroger made that decision, and Joyce came in one day, and she's like, well, you're not, I just told her, I said, I'm going to retire. She's like, but I need you. She used to shop at the store, her, and that's when Dave Von Kleist was in the picture, and they do their grocery shopping, and I told her, I said, no, I'm done. I've had 24 years of stress. I'm done. And she said, but I need you at the Power Hour. And I said, well, I don't even know where that is, what it is, and she told me to come to a filming of 9/11. They reserved a room here in town and did a filming of 9/11 in plain sight. What a rude awakening. I mean, it just woke me up, but that was Joyce. She wanted to wake people up. And it was right after that that I did. I started instead of, well, Kroger wanted me to go to Kansas to manage another store. I decided, no, I'm going to try this Power Hour, this Power Mall, and work for them and see how it goes. And here I am 17 years later. But the health, the wealth, the wealth of shows that she had on, the guests, the wonderful guests. Thank you, Catherine, for all you've done all these years, getting the guests together for Joyce and now Dave. And I think the first product she ever turned me on to was the Strauss Hard Drops. That was the very first one. and it lowered my blood pressure. I had to work on my kidneys because it wasn't as low as I wanted it. But she was just a wealth of information. She would, bless her heart, we always had a garden, and she would fix us lunch, and we would all enjoy lunch together. We had a table in the middle of the Power Mall building, and we all ate lunch together, and we would sit outside. We had picnic tables, and her studio was just within, 10 feet away at her house and in the basement. And yes, for the last caller, she most certainly did have 10 cats. So, but God bless her. She was such, we saw her fight for the veterans. We saw her fight for the truth. We watched her every day. Just, she was on top of it daily. I had a chair in my office where I was located. I was kind of doing the finances and the books for the Power Mall. And I had an extra chair, and I, after the show, she'd come over, and I'd tell her, come in and sit with me, take a deep breath. She would sit there about 30 minutes, and she would be like, okay, I got to get on to the next subject. What's tomorrow's show? What's going on? And she was just, I mean, she ran 100 miles an hour all the time. She just had no stop in her, even when she was sick. Most of you listeners out there can remember the last 3 months of her life, she still wanted to do the show. We're like, honey, take it easy, relax. And she just had no stop in her. I always called her just a fireball, just wonderful, wonderful person. And I know she's looking down on us. I feel her. I have pictures of her. I have videos. I am blessed to have all that. And she was just such a wonderful, wonderful human being. She is truly missed. I miss her. And I do have customers that call and say they appreciate hearing her voice in a few of the, the commercials that we have. And some say, let her go, let her be. But no, I still get goosebumps when I hear her voice on a commercial. And I just love it. We will never let Joyce go. We will never not have a Joyce Riley commercial. It's not going to happen. So anyway, that's my input, and I know Joyce is looking down on us, and Dave, you're doing a wonderful job, and I know she's thinking that. I know she sees what's going on, and I know she's always still a part of us. Anyway, God bless.
I appreciate that, Jay. Thank you so much. Now, if I could just get Catherine to call in and give her take about how she used to produce Joyce Riley's show, because I used to deal with Catherine a long time ago when she was calling saying, hey, can you guest on the show at this particular point in time? And, this is what Catherine did. So you got to understand the back channel and how this works, folks. It's kind of like a big family. And, that's the important thing is the big family, we have to be supported, which is why we have the Power Mall. It's the only reason we can get to stay on the air and pay the bills, because national talk shows, and I don't really look at us, despite surveys, I don't look at us as a podcast. Yeah, we rebroadcast the program, but we are a live radio show. We are responsible to not use profanity on the air because the FCC regulates the radio stations we come over. And we don't want to get those radio stations in trouble. It would be a big turnoff because, we don't want them to risk getting fined, which is why we respect the fact that we're on the air. And despite Howard Stern and everything else that you've seen, and he's gone woke, he used to cuss like crazy. And now he's on Sirius XM where he can get away with it and drop the F-bomb, 20 times an hour. Not that it, it doesn't offend his listeners, obviously. They think it's funny. He can get away with it because it's not on regular radio governed by the Federal Communications Commission. It's a big difference because, those Sirius XM things might as well be podcasts. And see, I've always said podcasters have a problem. They want to take somebody. I mean, there are a few of them out there that understand what's going on, but to take somebody else's news content and play it and put your own two cents in. Now, I know you say, Dave, you do that too. You read between the lines on this news stuff. Yes, I do. But I tell you what the news is. I don't sit there and play somebody else's clip and then give my opinion, and that's all I do. No, I give you the power to call the show. Because this is America. We still have freedom of speech, right? First Amendment, still there. You have the right to call the toll-free number up, 844-769-2944. Press 1 to get in the studio. We give you that opportunity because you have a right to your freedom of speech. Even if I don't agree with you, even if you call up and tell me I'm full of the proverbial caca, it's okay. You're entitled to free speech. That's what this show is all about. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. I sure do appreciate that George Riley educated me on the plight of the Gulf War I veterans, because my son went in right after that. He went in 92, and I was freaking out. He didn't tell me till a few days before he was going in, I think a week. And it just, I was already learning about, you know, the POWs we left behind, because Chuck Harder, you remember him?
Oh, for the people, you bet. The one, yeah, the IRS attacked him because the government couldn't stand him being a most popular show. I do remember Chuck.
But I know before 2000, I was hearing her. Was she on shortwave?
Joyce?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. Maybe, she was on shortwave. Yeah.
Okay, I was hearing her on shortwave because when I had heard that about the anthrax shot and how they suspected that, and my son was had to take that. Luckily, he got the old one and not the new one, because I think we've since learned that people with the took the newer one, the that was the one that was seemed to be hurting so many people. But still, it freaked me out because of what the things that I'd heard her say, all the problems at the, and quite honestly, you know, there has been, well, I've heard people talking about here recently and how the you know, all Gulf War I veterans' records were lost in Murrow Building bombing. You know, and that was intentional that they moved all those there. And I don't believe for a minute that they're all gone, but they just tell them they're all gone. And you know, but there's been a lot of people that have, you know. There weren't that many guys that died over there. They've all died from the result of what the government did to them.
Yep, a lot of it, like Agent Orange in Vietnam. I mean, the same thing. And here's the thing about Murrah. You know, besides the fact that we heard all the Whitewater records from the Clintons were moved there at the time the bombing happened as well, and they found 355-gallon drums of fulminated mercury in the basement with charges on them that didn't go off. And if they did, the whole building might have come down. So, you know, there's all these stories that we hear about this stuff. And, Sherry, I think over time, we trust less in our government now than we ever have before. And if you are in a situation where you don't and you think the government is wonderful and you went out and got the jab and did everything the government told you to, when they said jump, you said how high without question, and you jump off a bridge if they told you it would fix your COVID. Those people, I'm sorry, we can't help them. They don't want to listen, Sherry. At least you are listening.
Well, I think that she said that like 750,000 men, you know, died from Gulf War One or veterans, Gulf War
syndrome.
One veterans, and you know they didn't die over there.
Nope.
It was, you know, all the experimentation. But, yeah, I remember her saying that, was it her or someone told her that they got 9 antigens in one day in that line, that draft line. But, anyway, I sure appreciate that she, and, you know, I do all I can to try to talk kids out of going in the military. Because my dad told me that when he went in for World War II in the Marines, at least he had, you know, his an officer that said, told him they were cannon fodder.
Uh-huh. Keep your head down. Anyway. Keep your head down. Yeah. I appreciate that. Thanks for your call, Sherry. I appreciate that. Yeah. At least he had somebody that respected life. You know, we look back and we look at all the people that sacrifice themselves. And then, of course, they sacrifice themselves, quote, so we could be free. Oh, they sacrificed themselves, all right. And see, based on what Sherry just said, you got to wonder what prompted that sacrifice. And once they got there, how were they sacrificed? Were they sacrificed in the name of freedom? Or were they, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says, just some medical experiment? How were they sacrificed? Wow. Boy, that's some heavy stuff, huh? You see, sometimes the truth is very hard to fathom. And when you find it out, it's like, sorry, you don't let go of the truth. You just don't. Stays with you for the rest of your life, especially when you find out about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what the truth is. Because when you test the scriptures, it comes back positive. If it doesn't, it's not from God. We'll be back with our next hour of the Power Hour. Today's show, tributing Joyce Riley, after these important words. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.